with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grilling Guys. It's the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Each and every weekend, we appreciate you guys tuning in and listening to our banter, a little bit about this and that. Man, we've got the Independence Day holiday in the middle of next week, so we're talking a little bit of Independence Day food and some prep and some safety tips and techniques, and now we're going to hit the burgers. I mean, quintessential barbecue food. First thing most anybody has ever learned to cook on their grill. Don't really care what kind, if you go George Foreman up to Kalamazoo and everything in between. The burger is the item that America loves to make on the grill. So how is it that two guys can talk about this as often as we do and still make it interesting? It's because there's that many burgers out there, and there's a little bit you need to know. So what you thinking, Barbecue Bob?
Hey, welcome back. Thanks a lot. I think you're pretty close to the mark there. It's amazing how enthralled America is with burgers. And or maybe just we are. No, I think everybody is. That's why there's the best burger in every town and all this stuff. But the Independence Burger is something that actually, it was a recipe that I felt pressured into making years ago because we didn't have a good turkey recipe. And then over the years, there's now a ton of them on the market. But this is actually an original. And if you've never used ground turkey and you see it in the case in the market and it grosses you out, just understand that it's really a great product.
Right.
And if you want to get fresh ground turkey, there's places that have fresh ground turkey as well. A little harder to find. But I just get Jennie-O or
right.
whatever.
Well, that's fresh. I mean, it's not been frozen. It's ground
right.
up turkey and
right.
and made into a burger meat. If you
yeah.
will.
Yeah, so it's just like any ground meat. When you're making your special little recipe, what you don't want to do is work it too hard.
Right.
Because it'll get a little tough. It'll get a little hard. It sounds weird, but ground meat can actually get tough.
So what you mean by that is that you don't want to pack it in tight. You don't want to press it a lot.
You don't want to manipulate it any more than you have to.
Right.
So if you're, like for this Independence Burger, I put blood orange olive oil in it from Old World Olive Company.
That's interesting.
Somehow,
because the turkey and the citrus are a good combination.
Yep.
Yeah.
And some jalapeno balsamic.
So the oil and the balsamic are going to put a flavor profile in there, but specifically the oil, the turkey is lean.
It needs it.
One of the reasons why you want to use turkey is because it's more lean than the beef.
This calls for 2 tablespoons for a pound of ground turkey.
Yeah.
I might put a quarter cup in there.
Right, dump some on.
Yeah, yeah, right. I never yeah. measure anything.
Now, are you doing it before you make the patties, or are you glazing the
patties?
Yeah,
no, I'm gonna put this. It usually comes in like a square, so yep. I'm going to put it in a big bowl, and I'm going to start layering stuff on it, the oil, the balsamic, then a half cup of very finely chopped onion, a half a cup of finely shredded pepper jack,
ooh,
and then a quarter cup of chopped and dried red peppers. I like the dried pepper blend. McCormick's makes a really great pepper blend.
Is that the spicy red pepper flakes?
Well, it's a combination of a whole bunch of peppers, really.
Okay.
But it's reddish in color, but you can use whatever you want. The red peppers look really nice when you grill it.
You had, yeah, okay.
So you just kind of neatly mix that together. Now, you can actually throw a little bit of blue cheese in here also if you want, and that doesn't hurt a thing.
Right.
And then just make your patties and grill them. Just make sure you grill them to 165.
Right.
And then making these patties, you're going to want to be very careful to make a really good-looking patty because it's going to shrink up like a regular burger, so you want it kind of depressed in the middle. And but it's
so you don't end up with them the size of a tennis ball, but the right. height of a tennis ball
right.
as well, right?
Right. So
yeah.
So they're really tasty. I'm yep. kind of proud of this recipe. I hardly ever make it myself. came up with it for the show, like the very first year we were on, and I make it maybe once every couple of years. But
once again, back to the safety. This is poultry, so if you're putting it on a board to make your patties, set them on a board to walk out to the grill with or something, just wash that board again before you need
it. The beautiful thing about this is you can make them up in advance on wax paper, slide them in a big Ziploc, and just put them away and then clean your whole mess up.
Exactly.
If you just tuned in, you're listening to The Grilling Guys and The Grilling Guys Talk Network. Don't forget to check us out on Facebook.com/ The Grilling Guys. Go to our website, thegrillingguys.com. It's a little bit of a new format on there. I'm not sure if I like it. Let us know what you think. But there's tons of recipes on there. This recipe, the next one, the Independence Turkey Burger, the Independence Burger, all this stuff is on there. So you can download any recipe you want. There's brisket and butt tutorials, lots of things.
Yeah, word to the wise, I don't need to tell you guys out there, but hey, you know what? Barbecue Bob and I are big microbrew beer fans, okay? But when you're in this heat that we are experiencing right now here in Michigan, don't know if it's happening where you are, but we're well above 90 degrees. There's not a cloud in the sky. The sun's shining. Not a big heavy breeze. It's hot, right? Just be careful. Don't drink your microbrewed beers like you drink a Bud Light, okay? Because, one, these things will fill you up. They're heavier. But, two, they'll knock you down. And that sunshine, you know, you're out and it's
hydrate
thirsty.
A bunch is what you're saying.
Yeah, take some waters. You know what? Substitute a water between.
One water, one beer.
Right. I'm not a teetotaler, but you got to stay hydrated, and that alcohol dehydrates you. And if you're drinking beers to stay hydrated, put some waters in between, because you're gonna thank me tomorrow morning when you wake up, but you're not going to get dehydrated, which you think is impossible when you're drinking beer, but it happens. Just a little safety tip out there. But
yeah, you're a regular safety man.
Well, you know, hey, I try to do it. You know,
so let's do this Independence Burger and then quit preaching to people for crying out loud.
Yeah.
This one here on the ground chuck.
Yeah, I thought you might need a little help there, though, Bob, you know. Another good word to the guy upstairs might not hurt you, Mr. Nermico.
I'll do it if you don't want to do it. 2 pounds of ground chuck, a couple eggs, some Lowry's sea salt, coarse ground black pepper, garlic powder, Worcestershire sauce, I said it right, a cup of small diced aged white cheddar or blue cheese.
Crumbles,
and
right?
2 ounces of Jim Beam.
Oh, this sounds like a meatloaf, but it's not.
Makes a hell of a burger.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Jim Beam burgers or Jack Daniels. So these are bourbon burgers.
This is one I found online years ago, and I just changed it a little because I didn't like what they had on it.
Right. But now, here again, patty these up, mix all these ingredients into the burger, patty them up, put them on wax paper, 2 or 3 layers, shove them in a Ziploc. They travel well for a couple days, as long as you keep them cold.
So a couple good lessons here. Number one, you can put anything with hamburger and make it into a patty.
Right. Yeah.
Number two, if you add a little Jim Beam, it's just better.
Right, yeah.
I did notice a bourbon tragedy on Facebook the other day.
Didn't see it.
Yeah, a warehouse somewhere in Kentucky collapsed. Did you see that, Mr. Fonger? Yeah, I can't remember the name of the place, but the whole store, you know, they have these giant storage buildings, so they age them year after year, and it was quite a calamity.
Huh.
And the comments were really funny, like two men, Jim Beam and Jack Daniels, are seen running from the scene, all this stuff. Yeah. But it was, somebody lost a bunch of bourbon.
Huh.
You ever been to Jack Daniels?
No, I haven't.
That's a great tour.
I watched some specials on TV and those places, because if they ever catch on fire, they have a basement below them that has nothing in it. And the idea is to drop all the bourbon into this basement, into this big well, because if it catches on fire and they spray fire on it, all it does is... or spray water on it, all it does is spread fire.
Well, like Jack Daniels, I took that tour probably 10 times because I used to work down around that area.
Right.
And they have barns in the hills, and each barn has like, you know, 10 years worth of, 10 different year levels. So if one barn goes, they won't lose an entire year's worth of aging.
Right, yeah, so they can continue to produce their product, right?
Mm-hmm.
Coming up next, Puerto Rico Pincho. Stick with us, we'll be back.
Try and cheat that one.